So what does it mean to be happy in today's modern world? Researchers define happiness as being made up of two components. The first is the experience of positive emotions, serenity, pride, joy, curiosity, and affection. The second is the feeling that your life is good, that you're progressing toward your life's goals. Most people, when asked, will attribute happiness to external things that are connected to some type of reward. Money, power, material goods, prestige, a high-powered job, their partner, their standing in the community, their spiritual life, and on and on. Dr. Tim Kasser, a leading expert in the area of happiness, found that people whose values focus on the accumulation of wealth or material possessions face a greater risk of unhappiness, including anxiety, depression, low self-esteem, and problems with intimacy. Harvard professor Dr. Dan Gilbert and best-selling author of the book Stumbling on Happiness found that happiness doesn't come from getting what you want because a lot of people get what they want and still aren't happy. Dr. Gilbert's research also found that when major events occur in our life, whether they be positive or negative, we often think the feeling associated with those events will last a very long time, when in fact they don't. Dr. Lubomirsky, a leading expert in the area of happiness, says our life circumstances, such as how much money we have or make, where we live, and other external factors make up only 10% of our happiness. A body of scientific evidence demonstrates happiness is under your control. So what do we know about happy people? In Dr. Lubomirsky's book, she discusses a review of 225 scientific studies of happiness that found happy people are healthier and have more fulfilling relationships and work lives. They're more creative and productive. They make more money and they have better jobs. Happy people are better leaders and negotiators. They have more social support. They have more friends. They're better able to cope with stress and trauma. Happier people are healthier and live longer. Our Returning to Play and Happiness program is built on the foundation of leading scientific research that clearly shows that doing these four things are proven to increase and sustain your happiness. In no particular order, they are 1. Adding new fun, intentional play activities into your life. 2. Giving and tracking gratitude. 3. Nurturing and maintaining real connection to the people you have determined are most important to you. 4. Being of service to others. Now we're going to talk about the first action you can take, adding new, fun, intentional play activities into your life. You now know how important returning play and happiness is to your life. Think creatively about how you spend your time in a week. Ask yourself, where could I create one more hour that I could return play and happiness to my life? If you're worried about taking time away from your family, include them in the activity. If you're worried about taking time away from work, maybe there's an opportunity you can include your coworkers before work or after work, during lunch, or taking a break in the middle of the afternoon. Get creative with finding 1 hour during the week to return play and happiness to your life. If you have a long commute to work, maybe you can get up early and commute in before the heavy traffic, so you have time before work to engage in 1 hour of play and fun activity to return a little happiness to your life. If you have children, think about the time before you drop them off or after you drop them off and ask yourself, is there time there? Maybe you spend time with coworkers or friends after work in social activities or just sitting around. There's another opportunity you might be able to include people important to you in playing. Much of the time, our lives are governed by routine. Think about routine activities and things that you engage in and ask yourself if there's an opportunity to carve out time to play. We encourage you to take 1 hour a week to step outside your normal routine, to connect with those activities that you love. Maybe you and your spouse or partner have dinner together on a regular basis in a restaurant. Maybe there's an opportunity that you can take some time with that partner and spouse to engage in a playful, fun activity that will leave you both feeling happier and more connected. Scientific evidence says that when you change up your routine, you can be more productive and happier. We understand for some of you, the thought of finding even 1 hour to play may feel very difficult and overwhelming. We encourage you to do your best to find some time in the week to engage in the activities that you love. Our recommendation to not feel overwhelmed is to schedule play activity in blocks of 1 hour. But if you have more time, schedule 2, 3, 4 hour increments of time to go play. When you begin to build that time into your life on a regular basis, when you create the habit of taking time for yourself to play the fun activities you love, we promise you, you're going to feel better. You're going to feel happier. For some of you, you may have more than 1 hour a week to add play back into your life. We challenge you to add as much time as possible into your life. For many people, the only free time they have is a weekend. If you want to fast-track returning play and happiness to your life, schedule as many fun play activities into a 48-hour weekend as you can. Invite your friends and figure out what can you do in 48 hours that can return play and happiness back to your lives. When you're planning your next vacation, use this as an opportunity to center your vacation around activities you love to play. Or maybe it's an opportunity to learn a new skill that you've always wanted to learn. For example, maybe you've always wanted to learn kayaking, or whitewater rafting, or mountain climbing. Or maybe there is an arts and crafts project that you've always wanted to complete. Maybe you've always wanted to learn a foreign language. This may be an opportunity to begin doing just that. By adding as much playtime to your schedule as you can, you will quickly begin to feel the benefits. Now we're going to talk about the second action you can take, giving and tracking gratitude. Scientific research tells us that there are many ways to increase and sustain happiness. These include learning to think optimistically, learning to forgive, savoring the moment and being present, expressing gratitude and appreciation. There are a lot of days when you're not sure you can find a spare minute, let alone a spare hour. But when you take the time, even just a few minutes, to think about the things, the people, and the events in your life that you are truly appreciative of, that you're truly grateful for, and you connect to those feelings of gratitude and appreciation, you feel better, you feel happier, you feel a little more optimistic. Once a week, take a few minutes and write down at least 3 things you're grateful for. Open your workbook now to start this exercise. We encourage you to keep a piece of paper on your desk or on the counter, or in your phone, or even a journal. When you think about all the people in your life, the things and the events and the experiences that you appreciate, that you are thankful for, and when something feels good, jot them down. When you take the action to write about the things you appreciate and are thankful for in your life, you connect to those feelings even more. You reinforce the feelings of gratitude and appreciation, and you begin to realize that your life is filled with blessings. Another activity that you can undertake is cultivating an attitude of optimism, which is looking for the best in situations. There may be more things to feel grateful for. There may be things that you haven't thought of or that you may have taken for granted that are contributing to your life. And when you begin to write about these things, when you begin to create your list of appreciation and gratitude, you begin to feel more optimistic about your life. Some of the problems and issues that you may be facing don't feel as overwhelming when compared to those things that are in your life that you're grateful for. There are going to be times when you feel good, and there are going to be times when you feel sad. Understanding that those moments won't last forever is a key to cultivating an attitude of optimism. There is always something to appreciate in your life. The very fact that you're alive is worthy of appreciation. It's worthy of gratitude. Now we're going to talk about the third action you can take: nurturing and maintaining real connection to the people you've determined are most important to you. Another scientifically proven key to happiness is developing strong social relationships. It's cultivating a group of friends and close family members that can be there for each other when they need help. According to another expert in the field of happiness, Dr. Ed Diner, the happiest people always have strong social relationships. A study conducted by researchers at Harvard University found that after following a group of men for over 70 years, the one major finding that surfaced was, good relationships keep us happier and healthier. Nurturing strong social relationships isn't about the number of connections or friends online. It's about those people you can count on, your most intimate relationships, the people with whom you can be yourself, the people you have chosen that you can let down your walls with and talk about what's on your mind and in your heart. These are the people that you turn to when you need a friend, when you need a shoulder to lean on, when you need someone to talk to who will listen without judgment. These are the people that you can turn to when you want to go play, when you want to ask someone to come out and do nothing but enjoy the opportunity to be together and do something fun. These are the people with whom you have the strongest bond. These are the people for whom you have the deepest feelings. These are the people that you will be there for whenever they need you. And these are the people who will be there for you when you need them. When was the last time that you expressed your appreciation and gratitude for the relationships you have in your life? When was the last time you thanked your best friend? When was the last time you told the people closest to you, the people you rely on in times of need, how much you value and appreciate them? Science shows when you express gratitude and appreciation, you feel happier. That includes expressing gratitude and appreciation for the people in your life. And more importantly than including them on your list of things you appreciate and are grateful for, is telling them. Tell the people in your life whom you're closest to. Tell the people most important to you how much you value their friendship, how much you value your relationship with them, how much you value their support. Now we want you to pause the program and open your workbook. We want you to create a list of the 10 most important people in your life that contribute to your happiness and well-being. Now that you have your list, circle the names of the two people you haven't had contact with for the longest time. The action you're going to take this week is to handwrite them a letter or an email telling them how much you appreciate their friendship, how important they are to you, how much you value your relationship with them. Over the course of the next 3 months, we encourage you to write to each of the remaining people on your list and continue the practice into the future. Connecting with your feelings of appreciation and gratitude for the people most important to you is going to make you feel happier. Now we're going to talk about the fourth action you can take: being of service to others. I believe everyone knows how good it feels to give. I believe everyone knows how good it feels to be of service. For me, there's nothing more gratifying, there's no higher form of love than when I can be of service to someone else. I'm no different than you are. I have had struggles and I have issues and I have difficulties in my life, but I've learned some things that help me feel better. I've learned some things that have helped me overcome difficulties and challenges. I've learned how to feel a little happier. And when I can share what I've learned with you, and I know it can be of benefit to you, and I know that you will feel better, the feeling that I have is indescribable. I feel more satisfied. I feel more content. I feel more peaceful, and I feel more genuine when I can help others, when I can be of service. Now we're going to introduce you to the fourth category of play, which we call service play. At a time in my past, I remember when I had an opportunity to buy a bike for a young boy, and I loved to bike. I love nothing more than to be on my bike outside on a warm summer's day and feeling the sun and feeling the air on my face. And when I was able to give this boy a bike and see him learn how to ride and then share the experience of riding with him and the sheer joy of the moment when the training wheels were off and he had mastered riding the bike on his own and he was in the moment, nothing is more satisfying. Nothing is more genuinely, deeply felt than moments like that. The opportunities to give the gift of play to people who are looking for a little bit of relief are as endless as your imagination. Think about the community centers, the senior citizen centers, the nursing homes, the after-school programs, all the opportunities you have to give the gift of play. When I think back over my life, at the opportunities where I was in need of just a little bit of help, when I was feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and a friend offered me support, that genuine, heartfelt offering of help left an impression on me that is incomparable to nearly anything. When you think about those times when that certain someone was there to lend you support, to give you a hand, to help you when you needed just a little bit of help, to feel just a little bit better, think about how you felt in that moment. Think about the people who are in your life or in your community who are yearning for just a little help. They're yearning just for someone to offer them an opportunity to feel a little better, to feel a little happier. The opportunities for you to have an impact and make a difference in someone's life are endless. PersonalHarmony.org was created by a group of friends who came together who share a common belief and a passion for helping other people. We are no different than you are. We have experiences in our life that are difficult and challenging, just like you. The programs that we are creating and sharing with you are about being of service. Take a moment and think about an experience you've had in your life when you were able to be of service to someone, when you were able to help someone who was genuinely in need, and connect to how you felt in that moment. Really spend a little bit of time thinking about that feeling. Open your workbook now to start this exercise. When you're done, press play again to continue. Congratulations, you did it. You've completed a major step toward returning play and happiness to your life. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts for investing this time with us. If you have any questions at any time, please reach out to us through our website or our social media. We hope that through the short time we've been together, that you're inspired to get out there and play. And that you will share the gift of play with as many people in your life as possible.